The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
This is Talkin' Cowboys. Streaming live from the Dallas Cowboys World Headquarters at the Star in Frisco.
Handoff, Elliott plowing to the goal line. Barry, sacked by Lord. Prescott keeps it, and he bangs it in for the touchdown.
And now, your hosts, Isaiah Standback, Patrick Walker, and Kyle Yeomans.
It is a playoff edition of Say It With Your Chest Friday here on Talking Cowboys, presented by Black Rifle Coffee Company, the official coffee of the Dallas Cowboys. We are live from the SWBC studios at the Star in Frisco. Isaiah Standback, Patrick Nosey Walker, Chris Beam in the back. I'm Kyle Yeomans. Gentlemen, are we ready?
Oh, freak yeah.
Are you on edge yet?
Oh, freak yeah.
Are you ready to get wild?
Let's dance.
Too much for Isaiah. It's done.
Wrong. How
it's over.
Are you ready to get wild? I'm not going to tell you what career path that's on. Like,
yeah, gross.
Oh man.
Fire up the night at the Roxbury
scene.
Ready.
Raw. It feels like we're still so far away because it is on Monday night.
I think it's like Micah said on yesterday when he was asked, you know, how long does it feel like it will take for money to get here, especially going through the weekend and seeing the weekend games, this wild card weekend. He was like, man, we'll blink and it'll be here. He was like, it's already having this conversation yesterday. He was like, it's already Thursday. You know, so he was like, we're just going to keep our nose to the grind and keep going, and then we're going to wake up, and it's going to be Monday. Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about it. I mean, from a fan standpoint, I get it, because it's like, oh, man, been waiting 8 days for this. Right. Facts. I agree. That said, hoping that they give us a reason to wait.
Mm. And we had open locker room yesterday. Had a chance to talk to some of the guys, and it starts to feel – a lot more like they hit the reset button after last week, and they're in a different mindset, at least from what I was taking from the conversations I had. Patrick, I'm interested to see what you think, but in the conversations I had, it's not what we did wrong against Washington, it's what can we do right this week to put us in the right position to beat Tampa Bay.
I agree. And in conversations with Zeke and Micah and, you know, J'Ron Kearse, there's a common thread, a common theme in the locker room, which is, and Zeke said it perfectly. He said, it doesn't matter what happened in the regular season. Nobody cares anymore what happened in the regular season. It's about right now, right here, you got to get it done. And Micah said, you know, the regular season, and this is a quote, the regular season is cool, you guys get all hyped up, but this is where legends are made. So that's where the locker room is right now.
I like it. Did you hear what their locker room was saying?
What did their locker room say?
Mike Evans called this defense simple.
Oh.
And he said, it doesn't matter. For long as we're healthy, it doesn't matter what DBs are out there.
I like it.
Would you call this defense simple? Or is that just a jab at the fact that it's not simple?
I'm not sure if he was speaking to the simplicity of the scheme, if he was talking about the personnel.
Okay, let's talk about both.
He talked about how Dallas is missing two DBs, and you know, number 26 is making a couple plays, but that's about it.
A couple.
That's what he said.
Mm.
He said Trayvon. He said Trayvon's all right. I mean, you know, the first game, I mean, he did okay against me. If you haven't heard his interview. Go watch his interview. It will light you up.
You know what? That ties into
Leftwich was respectful.
Yeah.
Evans, you could tell he was hurting. He's taking Trayvon Diggs personally.
Listen, Evans and Brady, they were on the sideline from their sideline sounds video last week, and they were on the sideline at the last game in Week 18 talking about Brady's undefeated record against the Cowboys. They're kind of joking about it.
Ooh.
They were asking Brady, they were like, what's your record against the Cowboys? And he laughed, and he was like, 6-0, I think. He was like, we just talking about this. Wow, aren't you playing a game? You were just talking about that?
Disrespect, man.
Okay, so add that to what Mike Evans is saying. And the Cowboys are not lacking for bulletin board material. They shouldn't be lacking for motivation, period. But why not throw these extra logs on the fire?
Can't wait.
And what's crazy is Mike Evans is saying what he's saying, but when I asked Trayvon Diggs specifically about covering Mike Evans, Diggs had nothing but respect and positive statements and praise for Mike Evans. So it'll be interesting to see you know, and I just want to know. I know from a Brady standpoint,
ooh, I can't wait now.
Where all this cockiness comes from. I know from a Brady standpoint.
See, but TB12 typically doesn't speak on it.
But and that's why I was surprised vanilla. That he was one of the main ones on the sideline saying, "Hey, we were just talking about this." Mm-hmm. Ha ha, chuckle chuckle. But that said, regardless, mm-hmm. everybody can agree, TB12 has earned the right to be cocky. Okay, fine. Agreed. Mike Evans, even to a degree, you know, as many thousand yards receiving seasons as he's had, okay, fine, fair. But this season as a team, mm-hmm. where's the cockiness coming from in Tampa Bay?
Mm.
That's where I struggle to try to figure it out. Like, where's
like
the
it.
Cockiness?
You don't like it.
Oh, you know what? I love it.
Oh,
you know why I love it? You know why I love it?
Why
because
is
people who are that cocky,
uh-huh.
let their guard down.
Ooh, okay.
And when you let your guard down,
yeah.
you get your nose tapped.
There you go.
Get your nose tapped.
You get your gate rushed.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I'm in the king's court.
Could you be saying the same thing about what some of the stuff is being said this week? I mean, Micah Parsons came out and said, F that list, and there's stuff out there, too.
That's not cockiness.
That's not in reference to
the other team.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's just
wanted to make sure.
No, that's just being angry. He said, F that list, I'm in playoff mode. He didn't say, F that list, I'm about to go
that
kill.
That boy was watching Hustle and Flow.
Right. So if you look at what they're saying in the locker room here, and I believe it was it Micah or Zeke, one or the other? I'd have to check my notes. But one or the other yesterday said that what happened in Week 18 was humbling. It was sobering.
I hope so.
And that changed the energy in the locker room this week as far as what needs to happen and what cannot happen. So those are the types of things coming out of the Cowboys locker room. That's the antithesis of what's coming out of the Bucs locker room. It sounds like they're over there in Tampa feeling like they're on to the divisional round before kickoff has even started for the wild card round. Keep that. Yeah, keep that energy. Yeah. Okay.
Keep it.
By the way, Trayvon Diggs against Mike Evans in Week 1. He allowed 3 receptions on 6 targets for 33 yards. He did have the touchdown, but it was the fade route in the back of the end zone that just took a great play.
If you haven't seen his response to it, like, you have to watch it. Like, he feels some type of way about it. He's speaking like, yeah, he's all right. But in his head, he's like, oh, I'm about to, yeah, it's going down. Like,
and then
that's the energy you feel from Mike Evans. Like, he's taking
the difference
personally.
In approach is funny because Diggs is like, yeah, you know, have a lot of respect for Evans, and
because Diggs has won that battle twice in a row,
right? And so now Diggs goes in smiling. He's like,
Diggs is confident.
Yeah, gotcha.
And Evans feels some type of way about the effectiveness that Diggs has had on. No true competitor likes to feel like somebody has that mm-hmm. edge on you. So when Evans is speaking about it, he's like. Yeah. I mean, you know, he did all right. I mean, it was all right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, you know, it's cool.
You didn't want to give him full credit.
Yeah, it was all right. You know?
Three for six. By the way, last year it was 1 reception on 5 targets, and he had an interception.
Balling.
So, I mean, Diggs has locked down Evans twice pretty much.
So to that point, I believe hearing him speak, I feel as if Mike Evans most likely has had a conversation with TB12 saying, I refuse to go out this game. With that same stat line.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is I think they're going to try to come at Diggs, and I hope they do.
Well, and I was just about to say that. A couple reasons why I really hope that comes to fruition. Number one, and most importantly, if you're targeting Diggs of that frequency, a ball hawk of that nature, he's going to get at least 1 interception. But also, as equally as important, if not more so, if you're targeting Diggs, guess who you're not targeting? The cornerback on the opposite side of the field, whomever that might be, Nashawn Wright, Xavier Rhodes, whatever the case may be. So now you worry less about Brady testing that CB2 spot because he's so busy testing CB1, and testing CB1 will get you 1 or 2interceptions. So by all means, yap it up, Mr. Evans.
Do it.
Do it now.
Outside of
get to the chopper.
Outside of Nashawn Wright and some of the other guys on the back half, I'll leave Bland and Diggs out of this conversation. Who needs to step up and have the best game, safety wise, or secondary wise in general? Sorry, I meant secondary.
Nashawn Wright.
It's got to be Nashawn.
Nashawn Wright.
I don't think it'd be fair to say Xavier Rhodes. He just got here. I mean, you hope and you would like for him to reach, tap into that former All-Pro and former 3-time Pro Bowl status that he has and has demonstrated over the course of his NFL career. But which one has been in the program longer? It's Nashawn Wright. So I'm right there with Isaiah Miller.
Okay. Any news and notes coming out of yesterday with some
positive?
Positive news and notes?
Positive. You love
That's
positive,
good.
Especially going into a win or go home situation.
I love that.
Cowboys injury report is slimmer than those cigarettes from Virginia. Tyler Biadasz was back on the practice field, effective on Wednesday, but first injury report came out on Thursday, which was effectively Wednesday as far as the scheduling goes, practice-wise. But he was a full participant.
Yes.
So there's the evidence to what he was saying the day before as far as being a full go. He is, in fact, a full go. Leighton Van Der Esch.
Hold on. You can't just blow by that. Like, that's just
no, we're not just blowing by it, but we got something equally important.
Okay. All right.
Leighton Van Der Esch, full participant.
Yes. Mm.
Okay.
There's two for two.
That's two for two. So let's take a moment to go ahead and bask in both of those.
Tyler Biadasz being here is of utmost importance.
Yeah, we ranked it yesterday.
It's of utmost importance because you give this offensive line back its leader. When I say leader, I'm talking about the shot caller.
Yes. Zach Martin's the way I put it, we asked that in a mailbag. We answered a mailbag this week about it. And the way I put it was, he may not be the anchor of that offensive line,
correct,
but he certainly is the glue.
Absolutely.
That's exactly what Tyler Biadasz is. He's not the anchor. Zach Martin is the anchor.
Absolutely.
He always has been.
Absolutely.
But Tyler Biadasz is the thing that keeps that thing glued
absolutely
together.
Absolutely. Cement glue.
He's the chain that keeps it tied to the boat.
Yeah, cement glue. We ain't talking about no Elmers. Okay, this
no.
is
gorilla
glue.
It's that gorilla glue.
Gorilla glue.
I'm sorry, they ain't no sponsor. But either way.
They need to be.
All right? Yeah. He is so important, and I don't know if everyone out there understands the importance of his role. Mm-hmm. Having the center playing in the game, in the most important game of the year, sets your foundation. Because you've had a foundation that's a little shaky. Right, you know, it's like my house. Like I live on one side of the street. Nobody on my side of the street has foundation problems. But across the street, it's kind of like a little elevated hill, like a little fake hill. And
out your neighbors,
hey,
right?
Yeah, I'm not telling everybody where I live, but everybody across the street has foundation problems, and they have to put pillars in, and they have to find out ways to just settle the storm and make things just right. work. That is what has been happening over the past little bit without Tyler Biadasz really being in there. Right, so now that he's back, they move back to the good side of the street. Okay, they're on the good side of the street now. Now you can put guys where they're supposed to be. Now you don't have to ask guys to play out of position. Now you can put your guy McGovern back where he goes. You can bump your boy Tyler Smith back outside. You can tell Peters, hey, we appreciate you, player, but go rest those knees. Okay, right. Patrick Ewing style. Okay, and then you say, and you're able to go out there and do what you need to do in the running game because you have to have a running game against this 3-4, a.k.a. 5-2 front. You got to have it.
Yeah.
And you need that dude calling the shots and being able to decipher what is being presented to them, call out the mic, be able to tell everybody exactly what the call is, having the cadence, right, that Dak having a cadence in terms of what those guys are doing up front, because having different centers, right, we're talking about tenths of seconds. Those things matter.
Yep.
Right? You're talking about penalties, false starts, pre-snap penalties, all those type of things matter when you change up the center. So now things go back to order.
Right.
Okay? We're back in symmetry, right? It's no different if we threw somebody else in here and Kyle wasn't here one day. Like it's going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be different, right?
We might get the job done,
but it's not the same.
Right.
Okay, it's not by. And there might be a couple of hiccups.
They You're darn right it won't be
not.
The same.
Okay?
So and the chemistry is different, so right.
So yeah. I'm happy. I'm happy Van Der Esch is back too.
Okay.
I'm thrilled they're both back.
No doubt. Equate that to the defensive side of the football too. How does Leighton Van Der Esch help call out things and solidify that front? Because he may not be the anchor of his own defensive front, but he might be the glue of that side
excellent
as well.
Point. Confidence.
Excellent point.
It's all about the confidence. So Van Der Esch being in there calling the shots, he's hearing the play from the coach, and he's being able to communicate that out to everybody.
He's been there
else.
Since 2018 doing
when you
it.
Look in the, when you look in the eyes of somebody who's calling those plays out, right, they know that you are the captain on that side of the ball. You're the man on that field. Mm-hmm. Okay? When that man is not present, I'm hearing you, right? I don't know if I believe you. Mm-hmm. Right? I hear the call, but I don't have the bold of confidence I had when Van Der Esch is in there. Right? Or when he tells me, he slaps me on a button and says, hey, shift over to one gap. Right, okay, well, coach said on paper to shift. get over one gap. I'm telling you, because what I'm seeing, you're not seeing, get where you need to go is going to give us the advantage. Those are the advantages that having somebody in there like a Vander Esch at the middle linebacker position is going to give this defense. When he's able to see things, I would imagine he probably watches more film than everybody. I hope he watches more film than everybody.
Yes, I think he picked it up from Sean Lee.
Sean Lee, absolutely, right? Sean, nobody watched more film than Sean Lee. So those guys are able to depict things that are that might be little hints, little tells, right, that Tom Brady or I'm saying not necessarily Tom Brady, but the offensive line, I've seen it on film, offensive line gives out, right? And when those little tails are there and maybe nobody else sees it, but Vander Esch does, he can put your team in position to make the play.
Yep. When you're talking about Biadasz and Vander Esch, you're talking about the two non-quarterback quarterbacks of their respective positions. So Tyler Biadasz is, in fact, the quarterback of the offensive line while Zach is the anchor. It's Tyler Biadasz pointing out pre-snap protections and things like that. On the opposite side of the ball, Leighton Vander Esch, he's your quarterback of the defense. He might not be – I mean, he's not Michael Parsons as far as the leader of the defense or Marcus Lawrence, but he is, in fact, the quarterback that has to call out pre-snap motions and reads and protections and things like that. So, and I love what Isaiah said in the aspect of there's a difference when your starting Mike is in there and he's your green dot, because McCarthy said it describing something different, but it applies here as well. When McCarthy said, sometimes you're telling somebody something and they're looking at you and they're hearing you, but they're not really hearing you until like the other parent comes in and says it one time, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, I get it. And you're looking at them like,
come on,
I didn't just tell you that 100 times before. So it's a similar situation when LVE is telling you about pre-snap reads and protections and says it taps you and says you shift left. There's no second thought. There's no, oh, well, coach. No, it's shift left, right? So that's the two fantastic re-additions for the Cowboys, and timing couldn't be perfect. And to that point, as far as key players returning, Jonathan Hankins remains on track. Now, he's not on the injury report, but he's not on the injury report because he remains technically on IR. So the Cowboys would have to add him to the 53-man roster at some point before the game on Monday, but they have time to do so. He continues to contend. He feels great. He told me on yesterday when I asked him about his odds of taking the field on Monday, he said the time is now.
Ooh.
End quote.
Is there an extra spot for Hankins right now to come off of IR?
Yes, there is. Because
they've only got 52 on there, right?
Right, and Shepley was waived, so they have space there.
Gotcha. Now, one compliment that I got yesterday to Leighton Vander Esch, and just kind of going back to that conversation, I was sitting down. I sat down with Jake Ferguson. I was one-on-one with Jake yesterday, and I asked him Fergalicious. I asked him.
Oh yeah.
Who is he really drawn from? Who has he picked up? Pieces of how to prepare for a playoff game from. And being a tight end, I expected him to say Dalton Schultz, and he did. He said Dalton Schultz right off the bat. The second name out of his mouth wasn't one that I anticipated. It was Leighton Vander Esch. He said, I've been watching Leighton Vander Esch from the moment I got here. The way that he carries himself, the way that he practices, the way that he plays, it all lines up together. All of the preparation that he does in the film room, all of the stuff that he does on the practice field, and then, of course, what he has done this year, playing exceptionally well or exceptionally good football, it translates to guys even on the opposite side of the ball.
Yep. Absolutely.
Even on guys that are playing a completely different position.
You know why?
Why is that?
Because it's infectious. When you see people doing things the right way and you see the what's the word I'm looking for? I can't think.
Are you saying LVE is the right kind of guy?
He is. He's proved it.
No, yeah. I just said he's that to poke the Garrett.
No, he people. Is. I mean, so.
the Garrett right, fans
RKG,
out there. Yeah.
When you see the fruition of somebody's preparation show up on film, like you want that. Like you want that.
Yeah.
And there's I had that along the way from a lot of different guys. So to his point, every stop that I had, most likely in my first 3 years, there were guys that I watched. Didn't necessarily always tell them, but I watch how they prepare. I watch how they approach practice. I watch how they prepare for practice. I watch how they approach walkthroughs. I watch how they studied film. Like those guys, watch them in the weight room. Watch them in conditioning. Like these are guys that you sit back as a young pup and you're like, dang, that's okay. That's what I want. That's what I inspire to be like. Right? I don't necessarily want to be that player.
Yeah. Right? But I aspire to add those characteristics, right, and those attributes to what it is that I do so that I can become a better player.
Which is exactly – that puts LVE in the same air as far as preparation and reverence for the younger guys who are looking up to players as Tyron Smith. And Tyron's preparation and how he practices. Hell, yesterday Micah Parsons was talking about how in the D-line room they always talk about hating going up against Tyron Smith, even in walkthroughs, because everyone else is walking through. But Tyron is 100% every single rep, every single snap. And you walk up to him thinking in a walkthrough, okay, well, this is just going to be a tap-tap, and he leaves two marks on your chest, right? So LVE is having that kind of an influence, a positive influence on a guy like Jake Ferguson on the offensive side of the ball, similar to what Tyron Smith is having on the defensive line and some of those guys on the defensive side of the ball, saying, hey, this is how you have to prep to be not only a professional but have an elite career. And unfortunately for LVE, the only reason that – well, one of the only reasons that he had kind of a downturn from his first season, which was a breakout year, was outside of, you know, changes at defensive coordinator, which matters. But he also had the injuries that kind of almost slowed him and almost derailed his career. Credit to him for bouncing back, having what – I don't even care if he gets – or if he did or did not get a Pro Bowl honor, if he will or would not get an All-Pro honor. For me, this is Pro Bowl LVE right here.
This is the best season he's had since 2018, so I'm right there with you.
Now, speaking of Tyron Smith, he did show up on the injury report. I don't sense that there is any concern. Keep in mind the injury that he suffered. He's back, you know, the year wasn't over for him. It wasn't season ending. He's back. He didn't show up on the injury report last week. I'm of the mindset of, since Thursday was technically Wednesday's practice for the Cowboys, Wednesday has historically been kind of a scale back day for Tyron Smith to kind of rest him in management, load management. So I'm of the impression that will be the case. And we'll see what it comes out for today. But Tyron Smith was limited. DeMarcus Lawrence, surprise, surprise, he's on the injury report and he's limited again, which has been the case for weeks now, as he continues to play at an elite level despite all the things that he's working through.
He's getting through it.
Yeah.
Doing a good job of trying to.
Tampa Bay had a much, much longer injury report. However, nothing that really stands out. Mike Evans was there, but with an illness, but full participant. Go down the line. I mean, Keanu Neal did not participate on yesterday with a knee issue, but he's not really a contributor for that offense. So Logan Ryan, yeah. But,
so just a bunch of names, not a lot going on there.
Vita Vea was limited with a calf. I think that's just management, right? Vita is not going to miss this game.
Nope.
So, nothing of note coming out of the Tampa Bay either.
Very nice. All right, let's take our first break. When we come back, who does DeMarcus Lawrence think, as a rookie, will play a huge key in getting a win over Tampa Bay? I'll tell you that answer. And we'll give you our matchups to watch between the Buccaneers and the Cowboys. Wild Card Weekend is here at Say It With Your Chest Friday when we come back on Talking Cowboys.
When you build, you start with the foundation. And home ownership is a foundation of a stable future. The Bank of America Community Home Ownership Commitment has helped over 34,000 people lay the groundwork so far, with up to $10,000 towards your down payment or 3% of the purchase price, whichever is less. The satisfaction of owning your own place can become a reality. Visit bankofamerica.com/homeowner to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America NA, Equal Housing Lender. Credit and collateral is subject to approval. Restrictions apply. This is not a commitment to lend.
Lil Sweet! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Todd thought it would be secure to jog in the cheetah savannah. Todd believed the big cat repellent he bought online was reliable. And now, Todd is trying to be faster than this cheetah that can run 80 miles per hour. But the good news is, Todd has AT&T 5G that is fast, reliable, and secure. And he learned the best thing to do is stop running and toss her the backpack with the beef stew. AT&T 5G. Fast, reliable, secure. It's not complicated.
5G requires compatible plan and device. 5G may not be available in your area. See att.com/5G for you for details.
Are you ready to take coffee off your grocery list forever? Black Rifle Coffee Club is here to help. As a coffee club member, you'll get your favorite coffees roasted, packaged, and shipped to your door free of charge on your preferred schedule. Set it, forget it, and never run low on coffee again. Members also get exclusive deals on coffee, products, and discounts from partner brands. Ease your mind and let Black Rifle worry about your coffee supply. Go to blackriflecoffee.com to join the coffee club today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Talkin' Cowboys.
Get the ultimate fan experience for the ultimate Cowboys fan. Join Dallas Cowboys United, presented by Globe Life, starting at just $20. Join now and get your fan pack, exclusive benefits, and a whole lot more. Visit DallasCowboys.com/United for details and to join today. Guys, I'm going to tell you one more time, guys and girls out there that are listening that are Cowboys fans. Whew. Come to the Dallas Cowboys watch party.
Let's freaking go.
It's at the Miller Lighthouse.
Let's go.
Watch Tom Brady and the Buccaneers in the wild card round against your Dallas Cowboys. Come out to the Miller Lighthouse at AT&T Stadium for a free wild card watch party on Monday, January 16th. How much did I say it cost?
$3.99.
Just free. Not 99. Even the 99.
Are you out of your mind?
It's just free. Cheer on the boys alongside the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders, rowdy, while enjoying lawn games, food trucks, music, the Cowboys pregame show, and a whole lot more. Gates open at 5:30, kickoff at 7:15. For more info, visit DallasCowboys.com/playoffs.
Aren't they streaming long our games? Aren't they streaming our pre long games?
Yeah, you got you about the cornhole
bags out there.
Hey, Beamer's gonna skip the flight.
They're streaming our show at all Dallas locations, right? All Dallas, anything Dallas Cowboys, they're streaming the pregame show. So make sure you guys find a TV and check it out. But to add to that, it is going to be 77 degrees on Monday.
Nice and gorgeous.
January 16th out here. We got in Arlington, Frisco, 77 degrees. That's not bad.
Very nice weather. Go check it out.
Pleasant.
So, alongside Jake Ferguson yesterday, I got to talk with D-Law quite a bit. I got to sit down with him, and I asked him, what makes this moment special? And what makes a playoff moment special? And I actually thought of Isaiah whenever he gave this answer. But he said, it's because you're never going to get it back. Mm-hmm. You don't get this chance again. You never know when you're going to be back in the playoffs. And even if you are in the playoffs, are you truly going to be a contender?
Right.
How do you make the most of this moment if you're the Dallas Cowboys? What is the number one thing you've got to do to make the most of this moment, because you only get it once? What do you think?
No self-inflicted wounds.
Okay.
Don't go to Tampa and beat yourself. Force them to beat you. Force them to show you that they are, in fact, the better team. And if they can do that and the game goes that way, then heartbreak, yes, but you know, they were the better team. But if you go out there and you start shooting and stabbing yourself in the foot and you lose because of that, that is even more gut-wrenching and heartbreaking, because it's a blown opportunity. I mean, you walk in as the better team and you let a lesser team defeat you only because you gave them the game. So self-inflicted wounds is like I wrote in yesterday's edition of Science Lab. Go check that out on DallasCowboys.com. The time for self-inflicted wounds has now expired. Period.
Like that milk in your fridge.
It's over.
Yep.
It's over. Take every lesson you learned from self-harm over the course of the previous 17 games, roll it up into one big ball of lessons, and let it motivate you to eliminate the possibility of harming yourself between the lines going forward, and you will put yourself in an excellent position to turn the now into the later. Otherwise, there is no later if you ruin now.
I agree. I just don't, no turnovers. I'll say no turnovers.
That's a self-inflicted wound.
Yeah, very much so. I think as long as you play, and I was going to say a clean game, but that's a very broad statement. Yeah. My biggest thing is just be, don't turn the ball over and be competitive. That's all I ask. You're going to get out schemed sometimes. Somebody's going to make bigger plays sometimes, but to your point, just don't beat yourself up, right? Don't be the reason why you look back and say, damn.
Right.
We missed again. Because, I mean, even though I walked away with a ring, like, I still think that the best team that I was on was my rookie year here in Dallas.
Yeah? You know, at 017?
Yeah, at 017. That was the, I feel like that was the greatest amount of talent on one team. Mm-hmm. And we missed it. We missed the opportunity. And that would have been freaking awesome.
Perfect example would be, look at 2014, right? You got the league's leading rusher by a huge margin in DeMarco Murray. Mm-hmm. That's helping set up Tony Romo to have a career season in the passing attack. You look at Dez, and I mean, even T. Will was contributing. You have all of these things going. The defense is rocking. And you're in the divisional round. And I know it's easy to kind of point to the Dez catch, and yes, it was a catch, as the reason the Cowboys lost the game. But the self-inflicted wound that ended the Cowboys' season technically was DeMarco Murray's fumble caused by Julius Peppers. So, and you would think, as special as that season it was, and you're like, okay, well, reload. Just reload. It's as simple as reloading. Not in this league. Not in this league. You got free agency. You got attrition. You got coaches being poached here and there, et cetera, et cetera. You may never get that moment back. And those guys in that locker room from 2014, guess what? They never got the moment back. 2015, what happened? Tony Romo got injured. Mm-hmm. You ended up having a carousel of three or four different quarterbacks in all. Horrible season. And it just never got back until Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott kind of helped turn the page in 2016. But my main point is you only have right now. So don't go in thinking, oh, well, if we don't get it done right now, then we got it next year. That's what those guys in 14 thought. That's what the guys in 07 were hoping. That's not how this league is built.
You're lucky to be back here after losing the opportunity last year.
That's a fact.
If we're being real, and Mike McCarthy said it earlier this week, he said, we're not harping on it, but we learned from it.
Mm-hmm.
That loss to San Francisco in the wild card round a year ago. You felt like you were the better team in that game. Still, you were healthy. You felt like, even though it was a tough matchup on paper, Dallas was the better team. They didn't get the job done at home in front of their home crowd, and it was a huge point. But a lot of that was self-inflicted wounds. A lot of that was just San Francisco coming out and hitting you in the mouth. Yeah. Tampa Bay can certainly do that. They may be 8-9. Don't look at the records anymore. This Tampa Bay team can certainly jump out and hit you in the mouth.
New season. Period.
Completely new season. Now, I did ask D-Law as well. I said, who has impressed you on this defense so much so from week one to now? Who has improved the most? Who has made you turn your head at times? I halfway expected it to be a Trayvon or a Micah. He said two names. He said Deron Bland and Damone Clark. I was like, D-Law, you realize those are two rookies, right? He's like, yeah. I do, but they're not playing right like rookies anymore. And Damone, he's got some rookie stuff to him. Deron's got some rookie stuff to him. They're both playing good football, but the way that they've improved from week one is what impressed D-Law. I asked him how crucial they were going into this matchup. He said they're outstandingly crucial because even though Leighton Vander Esch is back, Damone's going to file in. Deron is going to be there in the nickel spot dealing with that chest injury. How big are both of those guys to the fold of trying to fill in those puzzles?
They're huge. I mean, we mentioned earlier in the week about the plethora of receivers that they have, proven receivers over there in Tampa. They got a whole bag of dudes over there.
Yeah, they do.
Okay, they really got a solid. They got a solid four, and they got a fifth guy in Tompkins that they just brought in that I think everybody better have their eyes on because they're going to use him in the screen game. He is freaking explosive. So they have a bunch of guys, and you're going to need Deron Bland, right? There's no doubt about that. We're hurt and down right now at the cornerback position. We're hoping that guys are able to step up and make some plays. We're hoping that Nation Wright is able to come up there, put some pressure at the line of scrimmage. We're hoping that Xavier Rhodes shows up and does the opposite of what Mullen did last week because that was an experiment. But that's what you're in. You're in experiment mode with some of these guys, so the hope factor is there. So you're hoping that where they're the strongest, that you all of a sudden could now be strong as well in some very important week. And then I already talked about Damone Clark and the importance of him. I mentioned that Vander Esch, I'm glad he's coming back, and though I think he will have an extreme impact on this game, but in terms of what they do well, right, offensively for Tampa, in terms of trying to spread this defense out and have him going sideline to sideline, I think Damone Clark is going to be very instrumental as well in terms of what he can present as a accessory for Dan Quinn and his defense. He's going to be very important for his ability to be able to sit in the box and run out and hit somebody in their mouth.
Did you say hope?
At the cornerback positions.
Hope as a strategy?
Yeah.
It's not a strategy?
It's not a strategy, but it's definitely a wish.
it's a wish. I mean, it's a wish upon a star.
Yeah, absolutely. I truly think that Tampa has an advantage personnel wise at the receiver position versus our DBs. I think so.
Yeah,
that's just fact.
If you had to circle a matchup, that would probably
that's
be the one
where they
me.
Have the advantage. So
that and the offensive line,
and you're missing your two of your three veterans at the cornerback position.
Yep.
Okay. You brought in another veteran. You tried him out last week. Okay. Now you grab another veteran. You're bringing him in to get his feet wet, and hopefully he can have a resurgence of his old
better
pro.
Pedigree, though.
Better pedigree, absolutely. But what are you still doing?
No,
you're
I
still,
get it.
Just you're still hoping.
Hoping.
Better, you're still hoping that the Pro Bowl version of him shows up. But you don't know. You don't know. So that's what I'm saying. Like, they have the advantage there, and you're hoping that your young bull show up, and then your veteran shows up and starts making some plays for you in that regard.
And you hope Mike Evans actually is in Tom Brady's ear saying, I want 15 targets. By all means, that works in your favor if you're the Cowboys, because then you get to lean less on, you know, Nashawn Wright and Xavier Rhodes, who just got here last Saturday, less than a week ago. But De'Ron Bland and Damone Clark, they're going to be huge, particularly De'Ron Bland. And good news is anyone who was, you know, mostly paying attention to the news and notes when I read off the injury report, guess whose name I didn't say? De'Ron Bland.
Yeah.
De'Ron Bland was not on the injury report at all, not even with a full designation. He's fully healthy.
He's rolling.
So yep. Good news there is you're getting a De'Ron Bland and obviously healthy Trevon Diggs against Tom Brady. But when it comes to Damone Clark, keep in mind this was supposed to be a red shirt season for Damone Clark. And he's not only come in, but he's come in with at a point in the season where he had plenty of games to get to a point where you should feel comfortable that he'll be able to make some plays. Now, he's going against Tom Brady, yes. So there are going to be some hiccups there.
Yeah.
But Tom Brady, once he gets the ball out of his hands and into the hands of a playmaker, a supposed playmaker, Damone Clark will have opportunities to become that himself in Monday's game. So love what D-Law said there. Fantastic. Two rookies? Yeah. Love it. Love it.
Really cool to hear him say that. And both those guys were great. We'll have a couple clips of that on our pregame show coming up on Monday. We'll also have some clips of Patrick Walker in a football uniform as well.
Hey, just say the word. Jerry, Steven, Will, just say
the
word.
No, he did line up against me yesterday.
He lined up.
Yeah. Just saying. Yeah,
vet. How'd he do?
Yeah, he did well. Vet, it was intimidating. He had his little
Coach stand back out there.
You know what I'm saying? Shoulders were all propped up. I said, okay.
I didn't call the blitz.
I didn't cross the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
Could you imagine we're taping a segment and then he calls his own audible and just runs at you and hits the ball out, like derails the whole segment?
I'm definitely going to lower the shoulder, Kyle.
Oh. Oh, he ain't gonna let you. Not gonna get you.
I'm heavy right now.
Stop.
I'm heavy right now.
We're not having that conversation.
And I'm light, which means I'm getting around that lowered shoulder. Right? I'm around it. I got strip sack.
You got that bend.
Recovery. Strip sack. Fumble recovery.
Got the NFL prospect bend.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Give us a call 888-855-2297 if you want to be a part of our pick'em segment. We're gonna pick all of the wild card round games. Every single one of them. When you come back here on Talking Cowboys, we're going to see if any of the fans can take down Isaiah in our Talking Cowboys yearly standings. And we'll tell you how to win some money on DraftKings as well. More Talking Cowboys coming up in just a moment.
Todd thought it would be secure to jog in the cheetah savannah. Todd believed the big cat repellent he bought online was reliable. And now Todd is trying to be faster than this cheetah that can run 80 miles per hour. But the good news is Todd has AT&T 5G that is fast, reliable, and secure. And he learned the best thing to do is stop running and toss her the backpack with the beef stew. AT&T 5G. Fast, reliable, secure. It's not complicated.
5G requires compatible plan and device. 5G may not be available in your area. See att.com/5G for you for details.
Black Rifle Coffee Company serves premium coffee to people who love America. When you drink Black Rifle Coffee, you are directly supporting veterans, law enforcement, and first responders in your community. Black Rifle's expert roasters love coffee almost as much as Texas loves football, so it makes sense that America's Coffee partnered with America's team. Go online at blackriflecoffee.com and fuel up with the official coffee of the Dallas Cowboys. That's blackriflecoffee.com to fuel up today.
Little Sweet!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Little Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's on something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Want to use what the pros use? How about the official men's skincare brand of the Dallas Cowboys? Jack Black. Right now you can get the Jack Black Starter, a curated collection of Cowboys locker room favorites for just 10 bucks with free shipping. The starter includes four Jack Black skincare favorites plus a full-sized intense therapy lip balm. Go to getjackblack.com/cowboys and use the code word TEAMJB. That's getjackblack.com/cowboys. The Jack Black Starter, 10 bucks, free shipping.
Back to Talkin' Cowboys.
Back here on Talkin' Cowboys as we get ready to have our pick'em segment on Wild Card Weekend. It's a playoff week and the boys need you, Cowboys Nation. Show your team pride and support this postseason with the best gear in the league. Head to the nearest pro shop or log on to shop.dallascowboys.com. A Fanatics experience and let's get rowdy. Isaiah Stanback, Patrick Walker, Chris Beam in the back. I'm Kyle Yeomans. This has been a fun week, kind of leading up to it. Any final thoughts from you guys as we get into pick'em segments? And then, of course, this is the final show prior to getting into the wild card round. What are your kind of final words of motivation for Cowboys Nation?
Remember week 18. Okay, remember the Commanders, remember the Jacksonville Jaguars, remember the Green Bay Packers. I believe this Cowboys team will get a lead on Tampa Bay early. But remember particularly the Jaguars and the Packers. Don't let up. Do not get comfortable. Keep Mamba mentality has to be had against Tom Brady. If you allow this game to be close in the fourth quarter, you are in the danger zone. You are in the danger zone. So remember the Packers, remember the Jaguars, remember the Commanders, and go handle your business like there is no tomorrow. Because guess what? There ain't unless you handle your business.
Is this for fans or is this just for what are we talking about?
Let's do it for the team.
For the team.
This is for the team. I that's kind of what Patrick had me feeling there.
Win each play.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look to the next quarter. Don't look to just win the next play. And that's very important because when you add that up, when you add those plays up, you should come out the victor. But if you look too far down the road, you're gonna hit speed bumps, you're gonna hit potholes that you don't see because your eyes aren't grounded. You're not looking in the near future, right? Mm-hmm. You're not looking at the right now. You're looking down there. You might get up early. You'd be like, oh, man, we start looking at the clock. Start clock watching. Okay. The Falcons, mm-hmm. they clock watch, too, against TB12. Mm-hmm. Don't clock watch, right? Win the next play and keep putting that together. And eventually you'll look up and you'll see that clock hit some zeros and you got the W. And that's all that matters. So win your next play.
I like that. Win your play. I got a chance yesterday outside of locker room capabilities. I got to show Dak Prescott.
Oh, you did it.
I got to. I took the clip from Jeff in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, the reverend that called us on Talking Tuesday and gave Dak a nice pep talk, a nice little faith speech. I showed Dak the entire video. No, he watched every single second of it.
Love it.
And he loved it. He loved it. He was buying in.
That's awesome.
Said, thanks for showing.
Let's go.
So
that's dope.
There's a little motivation. So mine is saying, have some faith. Have some faith. Things aren't perfect. They're never going to be perfect. But just like we said earlier, you only get one moment. This moment is here one time to knock off the best to ever do it, potentially send him off, send him out of there. I don't know if that's actually going to happen in terms of the postseason stuff or the offseason stuff. Whatever. Do your job and get it done this weekend. You got one moment. You got one shot. Have some faith and get it done. By the way, as I was teasing into the break, DraftKings, I said we were going to help you win some money on DraftKings. I unfortunately didn't realize that since it's a Monday night game, none of those numbers are up yet. So you can play for free for over $1 million on DraftKings.com. And we were probably all going to pick the defense and special teams anyway for the value. So
what we'll do is take this moment for a quick news and note. Ryan Jensen.
Okay.
Not only starting tackle for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but the anchor and leader of that offensive line.
Not the glue guy, the
anchor.
Not
the glue guy, the anchor. He's back to practicing, been on IR, you know, the entire season, still in his 21-day window, though. But I'll read this from Tampa Bay Times.
He's their center.
Yeah.
Jensen's their center. He's their
– Tampa Bay Times said that they sense, quote-unquote, sense no momentum for Jensen playing on Monday. Now, of course, that comment was made on Thursday. Several days remain between now and then. And you also look at what's on the line for Tampa Bay. I personally believe he takes the field, even if the trainers have to get creative. Hint, hint. But as it stands, just so Cowboys fans know, from an objective standpoint, Ryan Jensen, it's being reported that there is no momentum that he plays, but I wouldn't necessarily take that bait. Prepare for him.
And I can't speak to this with confidence, but I can speak to it based upon my opinion. I think Jensen is one of the key factors as to why Tom Brady came back.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I wholeheartedly believe as long as he had his center, he was coming back. And as soon as he said he was coming back, Jensen went down with the injury.
All right, so now that we have it all on the table, have it all out in front for you to make your decisions, it's time to make some pick-ems.
Freaking go,
Kyle. Trying
to
pick some games. We've got our special guest, Abe, in Las Vegas.
Hey.
What's up, Abe? You're on Talking Cowboys.
What's going on, gentlemen? Thank you guys for taking my call. First time calling in, but just want to say I love listening to the show. Listen to you guys every day.
That's awesome. Well, Abe, thank you so much for the support. You ready to pick some games and take Isaiah down?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. Let's start things off in the NFC West rematch. This is the Seattle Seahawks squeaking into the playoffs by the skin of their teeth. Can they take down Brock Purdy and the San Francisco 49ers? I'm going to start with Patrick.
Let's get crazy. I crave chaos, violence.
Yeah.
Geno with the win.
Yeah. Whoa!
That's what I'm talking about.
Give me San Francisco to win it, and they win it by multiple scores. Abe, who you got?
I think San Francisco's defense playing too well right now. They're playing really collectively. San Francisco or Seattle for here.
See, here's the thing. I want San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
I want to see San Francisco. I want to see Philly. I want to see Minnesota.
Now you're on my way.
I want to see whoever the heck we're going to play in the second round.
I want the easiest route.
What you got?
that's good for you. Y'all know I'm from Seattle, but I'm not a fan. I'm not a fanboy. You know what I'm saying? I'm a fan of Seattle anything, right? But
you are such a liar.
I'm a fan of Seattle, but I'm a realist at the same time. You guys know this. I truly think that Seattle's gonna bust San Fran in the mouth and catch them slipping. That's
how I feel.
I truly believe that. Now, do I think that Seattle's a better team?
No.
I don't think Seattle's a better team.
Not.
I think that Seattle's lucky to even be in the playoffs this year based upon the year that they had this offseason. But I think that if anybody can sneak and bust San Fran in the mouth because they play each other so often.
Yeah.
Pete Carroll. Like you even saw him throw a little shade out there. Unfortunately, we're playing the 49ers. I think Walker goes off in this game, and I think that Seattle wins.
Okay. All right. How about the Birds? Let's go with the Jacksonville Jaguars hosting the Los Angeles Chargers, an all-time hair matchup. Trevor Lawrence going up against Justin Herbert, two quarterbacks that are always trending upward right now. Abe, we'll let you start on this one. Chargers at Jags.
You know, after seeing what the Jags did to us a few weeks back, they obviously have a legitimate offense. I'm going to give them a close one. I'm going to take the Jags on this one.
All right, Isaiah.
I believe that Doug Peterson is back and back for vengeance, and I think that he is going to send Brandon Staley to the unemployment office, and you'll go ahead and start those conversations of
– he's in the playoffs.
He'll be going home.
Oh! Okay.
I'm taking Peterson in the playoffs over Brandon Staley every day of the week, especially at home.
I'm going to gain a game here.
Jacksonville takes this.
Give me the shock. Give me the Chargers getting the win on the road. Jacksonville's not a tough place to play in terms of like a playoff atmosphere. Have they ever had a playoff game?
They will give 70% of their tickets to the military. That place will be
full. It'll be rocking.
Peterson, greater than sign, Brandon Staley.
The whole U.S. Naval Base will be there.
It looks like Army, Navy.
Absolutely.
All right. Dolphins on the road against the Bills. Give me the Bills.
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 Abe?
Bills.
All right, that one's quick. All right, Giants at the Vikings. Minnesota trying to take down the NFC East for the first time at home this postseason. Patrick.
And they won't do it. Giants are going to go in and upset the Minnesota Vikings.
Wow, you were all over chaos.
Once the matchups were set, I said the Giants are going to go in. Minnesota doesn't typically play well on their own field. They can be had. They can be had.
Dallas going to somehow host a playoff game next weekend if both of those come true?
Who Dable, do you think? I think the Giants are going to bust Minnesota.
Whoa!
The inconsistent Minnesota Vikings in the mouth. We've seen what they are. You are who we thought you were. Mm-hmm.
Abe, who you got?
No, I'm going to take the Giants in the upset as well. I think Kirk Cousins' primetime demons will come back and haunt them again.
Give me the Vikings to get the win. I'm sorry. Ravens on the road against the Cincinnati Bengals. The Bengals have been playing really well as of late. Give me Cincy to get the win over a banged up Ravens team. They still don't necessarily know if Lamar's playing right. Has that come out yet?
It doesn't seem like he is.
It doesn't look like he's going to play. No, so give me Cincy.
No Lamar, no chance. Give me Joe Burrow and company.
Yeah,
I think Lamar Jackson has pulled a David Chappelle from Blue Streak and grabbed his wife's by the cojones. He has them all discombobulated right now. So I'm going to go ahead and take Cincinnati.
Cincy. All right, Abe.
Yeah, give me Joe Cool and Cincy for sure.
Joe Cool, I like it. All right, here's the one that we've all been waiting for. We'll have to wait a little bit longer. 7:15 on Monday Night Football, ESPN kickoff between the Dallas Cowboys, America's team, the number one most watched team in the NFL, versus the most decorated quarterback in NFL history, Tom Brady, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's Wild Card Weekend. Can things get wild down in Tampa Bay? Abe, who you got in this one?
Let's go, boys. We got to bring this one home. We got to finally get one. We got to get a revenge on Tom Brady. Boys win 30-27.
30-27 in a tight one. Abe from Las Vegas, thanks so much for calling us. Appreciate you taking some time and appreciate your support.
Have a great weekend, man. Go Cowboys.
There you go. Yes, go Cowboys. Sir. Isaiah, we'll start with you.
Who I want or who
Come
I think?
With it.
Huh?
Come on with it.
All right. I do think that Seattle wins. I do think that Minnesota loses. I think there's going to be a lot of disruption before this game, and I think it's going to be set up for Dallas to have a nice little clean road through the playoffs, but I'm not sure, and I don't wholeheartedly believe that they're going to be able to stop this offensive attack. I love Dan Quinn, but I don't know if he has the personnel to stop this ambush that's about to happen. So I got to go with Tampa Bay, unfortunately. I don't want to say that, but that's just what my heart says. 21-27.
Your prediction.
27-21.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the Cowboys, a couple blows get exchanged early in the scripted plays from both teams. Then the Cowboys start to pull away, and then Tom Brady does Tom Brady stuff in the fourth quarter, and this comes down to a Brett Maher kick, and he makes it 27-24, Cowboys onto the divisional round.
27-24. See, I think it's a little different than what you guys are saying. I do. I think Dallas comes out with a chip on their shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
I think they come out. I think they kick their ass in the first half.
Ooh.
I think they're up by multiple scores going into halftime, and then they hold on down the stretch and don't even let the gap close. I'm just saying it's going to be there. They're going to take care of business. They're going to get the crowd out of it early. Give me the Cowboys to win it 31-17 on the road. 31-17, Cowboys. They get the job done. And that is what we will bring to an end this week here on Talking Cowboys. You guys ready?
Let's go.
Let's roll. It's playoff time, y'all.
I hope they show up, man.
Let's go.
I hope so, too. Cowboys Nation, show up at the watch party, Miller Lite Plaza. Gates open at 5:30 p.m. at the Miller Lite House out at AT&T Stadium. Chris Beam in the back. Isaiah, stand back. Patrick Nosey Walker, I'm Kyle Yeomans. Enjoy the game, everybody. 7:15 kickoff on ESPN. Cowboys, Buccaneers, thanks for joining us here on Talking Cowboys. We'll see you next week after some playoff football.
Can't wait. This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!